Yeah, I have a question. So, in terms of kind of moving forward, do you guys have something that's like on the horizon in terms of showcasing anything? I know that the browser was something that you guys were on the had plans to showcase, and just kind of wanted to get an idea of when that would start coming out.
Okay. Andy, want to?
You mean to deliver things for people to use, correct?
No, just to show our development, like the milestones, what's coming up next, and you know when approximately.
No. It like totally follow our roadmap. It in software development, we can give you a tentative run a time that the thing will be delivered. We like hard to say a firm date, but the main thing is everything is getting together at the moment, and we may debut a lot of thing that in our roadmap this year in a short time frame and upcoming very close. Everything is hot. But the main thing, we have our quality control process. We want to make sure everything work well before we release anything. So at least one by one come and or everything come at the same time, depending on the sentiment of the community. Maybe we can make it hot or very hot, depending. Maybe, I don't know that depending on Leon, our CEO, he a guru. I mean, strategy guru.
Yeah, I wish I was, but thanks for that. Yeah, we I think what Anne's trying to say is that, you know, when we're looking at the development as well, right? It's really about, you know, what we're gonna hit next. We've got certain things that are planned for this year, just the same as the roadmap. But I think what Anne was trying to say is that, you know, there's stuff that we can talk about right now, right? In terms of what we've developed, and we can actually update the community. But I think for us, the approach is more about how can we make sure that whatever we are going to actually launch or release or demonstrate is working in the way that we think it needs to work for version one, right, of that particular development. Potentially, we could talk about everything that we're doing behind the scenes. We don't necessarily think that that's a great strategy. That's instinctively what we would like to do. And we say, hey, we're working on this and this and this. But the point is that we need to be able to do this incrementally and have a sound enough version of whatever it is that we're doing to be able to talk about it. And so by hot or hotter, what Arn means is that, you know, we can talk about all of these things at once. We can talk about it incrementally. We can talk about it, you know, as and when they're developed. And I think for now, you know, just the accomplishments that you guys mentioned earlier, if we actually make a list of that and talk more about that in the coming weeks, I think that in itself is pretty good in terms of giving people confidence, because we've got stuff that we've already done and proven, and the roadmap itself is pretty ambitious, but we're actually hitting our milestones quite well. So yeah, I think we will deploy that, you know, that information over the next few weeks, and we'll let everybody know what's happening. But yeah, rest assured, I mean, it's all going pretty well behind the scenes. We have, you know, stuff that we are also learning about what is possible with the platform. So that's something that, you know, there's always going to be positive surprises along the way, and we're going to leverage those as well in our marketing. So yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe what's it called, explaining you know, the points that you guys, you know, reached and accomplished in terms of the bot, you know, because when you guys made that post about the bot, it wasn't really too detailed. So, you know, I bet a lot of people, including myself, you know, weren't fully sure exactly the capabilities behind it, you know? So I think maybe kind of doing a little review on what the capabilities of that bot is would be nice.
Okay, great. What I have a question for you guys. So now the tables have turned. you guys have given us input in terms of what you'd like to see in the community and stuff like that. One is, of course, like the accomplishments that you mentioned. Second is what I'm hearing from you, Martin, is that maybe whenever we actually do something or achieve something, we need to be a little more elaborate about what exactly we've done, right? And you want us to put that in the community and actually talk about that.
Yeah, well, in terms of like, you know, the bot, decentralized bot aspect of the capabilities that it's doing, because, you know, we kind of went in depth of exactly the capabilities of it. And, you know, you need the XT token to hold the XT token to use it. And, you know, there's levels to this bot as well that you could get upgrades. So that's something that, you know, is very interesting. And I know that's something that if the people that are invested in this project would, you know, look at and be like, oh, wow, like this is, nobody has this type of stuff. And, you know, it's very interesting. So I think, you know, maybe certain stuff that, you know, it would be nice to kind of have a little bit more detail on.
Yeah, no, makes sense. See, these are, you know, some people have a small, you know, pocket storybook. We have several volumes with several chapters, right? Because there's so many different things that we're doing. So what we're going to try and do better for the sake of the community as well is actually getting into a few more details, like we said, like, so that we optimize our own time as well. What we're going to do is, like you mentioned right now, just look at the most salient features of what we're developing. So if it's the bot, what can the bot do? What will it be able to do in the future? How does this contribute to the potential growth of the token? Because you need to obviously hold the tokens to purchase the services of the bot, et cetera, et cetera. And these are the highlights. And if people understand the highlights, I guess they think, okay, this is cool and this makes sense. And, you know, this is why I'm interested in this project. This is one of the reasons why I'm interested in the project. I think that's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like just those, you know, specific key points is enough to, you know, interest people, especially myself, you know? Yeah. So yeah, those are nice.